This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best, Native Vines Winery, a different kind of wine country, Carefree Travel and Meetings, a truly carefree travel experience, and 3000 Records, promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Welcome to a different kind of wine country. Native Vines Winery is located in Lexington, North Carolina, and offers a unique line of vinifera wines as well as sweet fruit and specialty wines. Come by the winery, enjoy the grounds, taste the wine, and stay a while. Native Vines Winery, the first American Indian-owned and operated winery in the United States. A different kind of wine country located at 1336 North NC Highway 150, Lexington, North Carolina 27295. Or visit us online at nativevineswinery.com. Traveling for business. What a pain. So travel like you haven't got a care in the world. Book your next trip with Carefree Travel and Meetings. We offer free hotel, travel, reservation service to cities all over the world, as well as complimentary concierge services. We also provide meeting and event planning assistance to individuals and in-house event planners throughout North and South America. With our extensive travel, meeting, and event experience, our desire is to make your travel experience truly carefree. Carefree Travel and Meetings. Visit us at carefreetravelandmeetings.com and tell them Rockwired sent you for a special rate. You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Jason Witten and his new album, Honey Butter. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're pleased to welcome back an artist that we first featured on Rockwired.com 10 years ago. Yes, in the early spring of 2006, we featured alt-country rocker Jason Witten for his then-album, Thrift Store Cowboy. But now he's back with a brand new album called Honey Butter, and we couldn't be happier to see him back and alive and kicking on the scene, and wish him all the success in the world. And we had a chance to speak with Jason and catch up with what he's been doing, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, from the album Honey Butter, here is Jason Witten with Tearing It Up.
I'm a halfway decent looking man, and it's probably a good omen that you're right here where I stand. So come a little closer, darling, it's about time that we start. I've been so patient, mama, so quit playing games with my heart. Let's just tear up the dance floor. Ain't nobody gonna tell us to stop. Keep on rocking, right in the pocket. off, just kick your shoes off tonight. Baby, we're tearing it up. Maybe just a walk to the creek, find a place to dip our toes in. Maybe for an hour, maybe a week, it really don't matter where we go, long as you're with me, girl. Find some place down some old dirt road, any damn place in the world. We can make it a dance floor, ain't that what we came for? Ain't nobody gonna tell us to stop. Keep on rocking, right in the pocket. Off, just kick your shoes off tonight. Baby, we're tearing me up. Tearing me up like a tractor, some whiskey and haggard. Until we get drunk or stumble and stagger. Throw up a fist pump or two step with swagger. Really don't matter, long as we're tearing me up. Nobody gonna tell us to stop. Keep on rocking, right in the pocket. Whether it's country, blues, or even hip hop. It all started with a little bit of loving. Ain't no way I'm giving it up. This girl, you were so soft. Just kick your shoes off tonight. Baby, we're tearing. Man in the world.
That was Jason Witten with Tearing It Up off of his new album, Honey Butter. For more on Jason, check him out at his official Facebook page. The link is provided right here at rockwired.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jason Witten regarding his new album, and here's how the interview went.
For some reason, I thought the release already happened, but I guess it's happening early in a couple of days. So that's congratulations there.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Yeah, March 7th is the day we picked, and you know, it's been done for a while, and they say, you know, hang on to it and try and, you know, make the release date a little later if you can, and get some press and do all those things, but. You know, you try as much as you can with as small of a team as you have, you know, which is mostly me.
Gotcha. I understand that. Now, I mean, it's been almost exactly 10 years since I last talked to you, you know, when you released Thrift Store Cowboy, which was, you know, an amazing album. You know, in my humble opinion, and you know, I really think you captured a time there, you know, and a moment in time, and you know, it was one of my favorite records of that year. And then after that, you kind of disappeared for a little bit, or at least it felt like you did. So, yeah what happened? Tell me what happened.
Well, right that same year, 2006, I had my daughter was born. So that basically became my existence. I mean, I basically became a father, and for about a good portion of the first year she was alive, I was actually a stay-at-home dad, and it was just that's what we had to do, and I was happy to do it, and so yeah, for you know, and after that, it was just about keeping things afloat here in Los Angeles, one of the most expensive cities in the world.
Right.
And, you know, touring really wasn't a reality at that time. So it made it really tough to get out and physically go out and support it like I really wanted to. So, which is, you know, you take the good with the bad. So I really wouldn't change things, you know. I think now that she's a lot older, I'm definitely... I wouldn't feel as bad about going out and traveling around and touring for a record. Whereas back then, when they're little, you know, they need the support. So.
Got you. As a matter of fact, it was another artist that I interviewed that told me you had a child back then, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Evren Gochnar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He mastered that record.
Right. He had another sort of punk band on the side that he was doing.
Yeah, he was an artist as well, but a very, very talented mastering engineer as well. So, and then I have put out two other releases since then as well. One was called Broken Horses, and then just not that long ago, we did another digital release. And, you know, I do all my stuff through CD Baby, which a lot of indie artists do.
Right.
You know, because it's...
And why the hell not? It's, that's like the best platform for an indie artist, I think. Even today, still, you know?
Yeah, and I really, you know, I got to meet the gentleman, I'm blanking on his name right now, who started it all, and I think he's basically, as the story goes, you know, he doesn't really have any controlling interest, I don't think.
He doesn't. You know. He sold it to people, and now he's living abroad, you know. Yeah, I tried to get him for an interview once, and it didn't happen. So and he explained it to me in a very nice personal email. So
Yeah. Great guy. I've met him, you know, back in the day. And indie artists that I was really into at the time when I first started doing all that stuff and getting into it, I was like, wow, this is the right call for me. And because, as you know, I mean, I'm sure you talk to a lot of indie artists, it's tough to get repped and put tours together and get companies or, you know, those big touring guys to back you. I mean, it really, a lot of guys like myself are doing it kind of DIY, and that's just the way it is, so... You know, we're trying to get some momentum built up for it and get it reviewed and get people to listen to it. And that's the other battle. I mean, the first half of the battle is getting the right people together and recording it the way it would be done at a label, you know. And so I got really lucky, and my co-producer on the project, Brian Starley, who works, he does Bergatron Music out of North Hollywood, I just happened to meet him at an audio engineering school, and he really dug some of the songs that he heard, and he said, "Hey, let's work together on some of these things," and it kind of blossomed from there. So,
I see.
Yeah.
And from a songwriting perspective, what kind of place do you think these songs are coming from? I mean, what's inspired them?
Yeah, I mean, always it's been about people that, you know. There are some real-life people. I mean, Natalie, for example, is my grandmother. And that song I had been playing that song for probably, easily the last 10 years on and off. And it was really kind of like a folky kind of thing. And he really put Brian was responsible for that really cool intro to it. And kind of brings like a pop country feel to it. I think there are a couple of tracks on there where we're like, you know what, we really want to make this sound like a current country, could have come out of Nashville kind of thing. But on the whole, I don't think it's a traditional country record. I think it kind of goes other places. And that was really done on purpose because these days, as you know, I mean, you're getting music from everybody all over the friggin' world probably, and it's probably hard for you to sit down and listen to a complete record.
Right.
You know, so it's all about singles and what song's going to make people come and listen to your stuff. And so that was the approach that we took from us, you know, at least my songwriting choices and which songs we wanted to put on there. But just kind of going down the list here, Lori is an interesting one. It's so random. I'm actually a big frisbee golf fan. Some people call it disc golf, but I do a lot of frisbee golfing out here in Southern California. And you throw these discs. I don't know if you know the sport at all.
Not really.
basically it's like golf, and you have discs in your hand, and you throw them. You play them in a park, and they've got baskets all set up, and you have yeah, you have specialized discs that you throw into the baskets, and you know, so on and so forth. But you can lose them very easily, just like you lose a golf ball out on a on a golf course. And so I found this woman's CD kind of in a tree, and her name was on there, Lori. And we chatted, and I said, "Hey," and she goes, "Hey, I live in Vegas. You know, can you?" I said, "Hey, I'm going to be visiting Vegas." So she told me a little bit about herself, that she worked in Vegas at a casino at the Paris, and I was like, man, this, you know, the imagery just kind of came, you know, I was just like, man, she plays disc golf, works at a casino in Vegas, and then the song kind of was born from there. So, yeah, I mean, there are definitely real people in some of the tracks, and some of the stuff is, as a songwriter, I always kind of weave in part of myself into the characters of the song as well, so.
And live shows, I mean, how's that going for you? I mean, you know, have you been able to, you know, play any of these songs in front of an audience and all that?
Certainly, yeah. We've been doing, you know, shows here and there. We had a huge, basically, we had a certain level, you know, on the Kickstarter thing, if you've ever donated or looked at a Kickstarter campaign, you know, they've got all these lists of things that you can do for a certain level. You know, for $25 you get this, for $50 you get this, for $100 you get this. So at a certain level, we invited anyone who, you know, put in a certain amount, we invited them out to a big backyard barbecue. We had ribs, and some friends of mine made just a bunch of ribs and actually made homemade honey butter with cornbread, and we had a big backyard barbecue, and drinks were flowing, and then we put on a show for them. So that was a really good turnout. And we're setting up to do a CD release, hopefully next month to coincide with the release, you know, on the 7th. So, which is getting tough because of some of the guys, like Bob, this is like his, you know, money time of the year when you're playing Celtic music. You know, you're out there in support, right before St. Paddy's Day. So, got to wait and let Bob get back in town, and then we're going to put together a big show and do a CD release party out here in L.A.
For more on Jason Witten, check him out at his official Facebook page. The link is provided right here at rockwire.com. From his album Honey Butter, here is Jason Witten once again with Lori.
Lori works the graveyard shift at the Paris, dealing blackjack till the morning, then stumbles home. For fun, she likes to go out frisbee golfing. Other times, she just watches TV alone. She keeps a guitar pick in the front pocket of her blue jeans. She's always running her fingers through her silver hair. Lori never gave up on those big dreams, but sometimes she wonders why she still cares. Come on, Lori, baby, the world could use a few more just like you. Back in 09, swore if you gave up. This could be your last chance. So treat it like it's your first dance. Don't let these fears get the best of you. Just give these years the rest of you. Graveyard shift at the Paris. Kisses her man on the lips when she stumbles home.
Well, a lot of times when people release an album, you know, there's the single or two. But, yeah. You know, what other moments on the album have you excited to get people to hear?
I love the opening track. You know, Tearing It Up. To me, it's like, like I was saying, we're trying to get people attracted to the record. And to me, I think Tearing It Up has the most commercial appeal in terms of, you know, across the board, it seems to be the one that excites people the most. I really love the song Heartbroke. Honey Butter, the title track. Both of those to me are I think very well produced, very well performed. It's hard to pick your favorite most, you know, because they really turn into all of yours, you know, at the end of the day. But I think those probably excite me the most, I would say.
And describe the songwriting process for you these days. I asked you this question 10 years ago, but I'm interested to see if it's changed much. You know, I mean, you tell me, and I'm not going to tell you what you said 10 years ago. So.
Yeah, God, I don't remember that. I get lucky a lot. Well, I guess it's not luck after doing it this many years, but you know, when I'm writing. Well, for example, it can change. Like, the Lori song came just, like, because of the story idea. I love that. I do a lot of stream of consciousness writing. You know, when I'm driving, you drive a lot in Los Angeles, I come up with a lot of great ideas while I'm driving. So the melody sometimes will come, and, you know, you'll have some lyrics that pop up. And I have to, I bring, you know... Thankfully, the new iPhones are great because you can just put on the notes thing and just record away, and then you can dump those into your computer. What I'll do is if I'm coming up with something that when I'm on the road, I'll put it in the phone. I'll come and bring it here, and I'll just pop open GarageBand and throw the rough kind of song idea, verse and chorus, and I will basically remind myself as I'm recording it into the machine. I'll say what fret it's on, what chords I'm using, you know, just to keep mental notes to myself and then play the track out as far as I can get. When I get it that far, it then becomes a stream of consciousness kind of approach. And just from years of practicing and doing that, you know, I've told some people that, like, even though I do folk and Americana and country, my genres, I mean, the music that I've listened to is all over the map. And I'm still a huge Eminem fan. And, you know, his ability to just come up with, you know, freestyle and stuff like that. And honestly, practicing that stuff, because you're trying to think of three or four rhymes ahead. When you translate that and you're kind of just doing it and applying it to something different where you're playing a guitar along with it, you know, basically you have your chord progressions that you tend to use a lot of the time. And so when I'm doing the stream of consciousness stuff, sometimes the lyric will pop out and you're like, holy crap, that's great. And then I start to just piece it all together. You know, I'll get a great line here, even if it's the second or fourth line. And then once I get that down on paper, I start to fill in all the blanks. And just from writing songs for so long, I don't really worry about the structure as much because it kind of comes pretty natural, you know. Thankfully enough, you know, there's some times where I get stuck when it comes to you know, laying down lyrics, but I think approaching it that way, because I think a lot of songwriters maybe they sit down in front of a blank page and they've got their guitar and they're like, oh, I got to make this happen. To me, that's really doesn't work for me. I like to do it when I'm, like I say, when I'm driving and they just pop into my head and I come back to the house and lay them down as quickly as I can. That way, you're not letting all those ideas go away. I think I've gotten much better at recording my song ideas and going back to them later and revisiting them and then turning them into complete songs. At least that's how the process has kind of morphed into what it's morphed into these days.
And and knowing that the album's not out yet, but, you know, things always tend to come out earlier because of, you know, the internet. I mean, have there been any reactions to the music so far that you've been able to gauge, whether it's family, friends, or you know?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty positive overall. You know, I don't think it's ever as big of a thing as you want it to be. You know, when it's your baby, you want it to have this immediate success and all that stuff. But I think over the years, I know that it's going to be a slow burn, you know. But, yeah, all the family and friends, everybody supporting has had great things to say about it, and I've heard a lot of great feedback. And I think everyone across the board agrees that it's probably the best produced and just best sounding overall. The musicianship, everybody involved, the most just professional release that I've done so far, and I'm really proud of that. And I think it was all the people that were involved on the record, having their input and their like Jenny Luke, who does the violin on all of the fiddle stuff, is just incredible. I mean, she's a classically trained violinist who I happened to get lucky to meet at the audio engineering school as well. And luckily enough for me, she comes and plays on my record. So, yeah, I mean, we've gotten a lot of positive responses back about it, and I'm happy to have that happen. And right now, it's just all about getting it out there into people's hands that don't know me, you know. And you know, that's what the next year's going to be about is having people outside of my, you know, fans that already know me and getting it out there to other people.
And with the album behind you, what do you think is next for you musically?
I've been stepping into a little bit. I've been trying to get into music placement. I'm doing a workshop right now and that's really kind of changing the songwriting a bit because it's a completely different world, you know. It's all about the super catchy, poppy little hooks. And I think that's great because it's going to expand the songwriting. But I certainly have, it's so tough now. I'm sure you've heard this from a lot of other musicians. Just the way the digital world is going, yes, our music is out there. Yes, you can put it on CD Baby and on iTunes, and you're on Spotify and Pandora and whatever, and yet people from Europe can buy your stuff that don't know you, you know, but the payout is ridiculous. As a musician, we really need to band together and get the digital payout to increase. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm hoping that other big artists, you know, like Taylor Swift and the like, or, you know, other huge names will step forward and help us get more per play, because it's just, you know, it's upsetting. And it's really tough to make money like that unless you can get out there, get yourself a tour, get in front of people, physically move your product. To me, the music placement world is still a world where you can actually get paid a decent amount for your song. So I feel like that's one angle that I was, you know, haven't been able to really tackle, and that's what I'm kind of focusing on as well. Still, you know, I'm still planning to do a tour and do some shows, but I mean, I love the idea of having, because that's huge exposure. You know, if you can get it in a commercial spot, you know, it's I think it'd be incredibly beneficial for bringing people, and not to mention you get paid well, and if you get a good spot, you know, you can get some gain some new fans that way.
For more on Jason Witten, check him out at his official Facebook page. The link is provided right here at rockwire.com. And from his album Honey Butter, here is Jason Witten once more with Heartbroke.
This ain't my first rodeo. Way to go, Daddy. Don't you believe all those stories they told you, 'cause they'll leave you out in the cold. Just know you get better with age. Won't feel like an animal caged. They'll tell you anything you wanna hear. These are the wars that you wage. Don't be so hard on yourself. So hard on the world. This ain't the last time you'll get your heart broke. I'll probably die on this coast. At least I'll have a nice warm ghost. Just spread my ashes around the Rose Bowl and maybe the 420. Take my advice if you want, and shake those dice, that's the point. 'Cause you can't win if you ain't gonna play that night waiting for kings to anoint. And don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on the world. This ain't the last time you'll get your heart. Away from me if you're contagious, 'cause I'm the winner, know not to lose at the BNMC. It's my tattoos of the ladies love me, girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me like the way that I run at the show. The reason why, man, I don't know, so let's go. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on the world.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Jason Witten for his time and, more importantly, his music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Steve McQueen, prettiest boy. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Hey, hey.